You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. It is the 16th day of July, 2014. On the phone line from right here in Champaign County at Stuart Peterson's office is Jackie Vanks. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's see. We have lots of things to talk about. We have a little bounce in the marketplace. But as we get that bounce, we hear more and more about higher numbers for the total national average yield. And we have some officially that are coming out above 170 now.
Well, that came out today. I saw that 171, and you know, saying on too many acres. So, you know, there is some common sense there, because if you take out acres, and I would imagine they're probably looking at the northern tier, you are definitely taking out lower production acres, which automatically pushes it higher. But I think the thing that, what's interesting is all you saw was 171 bushel to the acre. You didn't see anything else. And so let's say we do that. We drop 2 million acres out, and we go from 91.6 to 89.6. That would drop our harvested acres by 1.82. USDA used 91.5% for harvested last month. And take that times 171, that gives us a 14 billion bushel crop.
Wait, so you are dropping out on harvested acres. You're dropping a million and 1.82 lower than what USDA already is on their harvested acres. Is that correct?
That is correct.
These aren't your numbers, but a number that was set out. And then you still come up with a 14 billion bushel crop.
Well, you know, these are my numbers in terms of the number of acres dropped.
Oh, right.
Because all they said was that it's on too many acres. So
right.
I saw
that come through.
Yeah. I thought 2 million acres would be reasonable. But what I really wanted to point out was they're saying 171 million. So, you know, essentially you lose 2 million gross acres. It goes down to 1.82 harvested acres. Take that times 171, you still got a 14 billion bushel crop. That's the part that I think is interesting, because some people will choose to look at it and say that they'll look at the 171 and ignore it and say it's on too many acres. That means acres are going down, you know, and I think realistically we have to put it in terms of what size the crop could be if that's where we ended up.
It's all about total production, not about national average yield or about acres. Now it's about number of bushels.
That's exactly correct.
Well, speaking of that, it's been cool. What kind of an impact do you suppose that will have? I know that I talked earlier today, because I record him on Wednesdays with Drew Lerner, about some cool weather and what it might mean for the Northwest. Growing degree days are going to lag a little bit.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I follow growing degree days all the time. You know, the interesting part is that even, you know, if you look up into North Dakota, they had better highs yesterday and better lows than we did, which is kind of strange. You know, they really need that, though. You know, they need that to mature out the crops. It reminds me a lot of 2009 when we had the record temperatures in September to finish out the northern tier, you know, and then we ended up with a record yield.
Right.
You know, it's, and if you look at the forecast that came out today, it's saying, you know, a cool rest of July, cool August, warmer than normal September, and then winter starting in October through November, which I'm from Wisconsin, so we always started in October anyway. But when you look at, I did a little bit of a number here, and I looked at the projected high-low for Champaign for today and for the next 4 days after this. If we hit the high and the low, we accumulate about 95 growing degree days, and for people who don't know the formula for growing degree days, anything above 86 is thrown out. Anything below 50 is thrown out. You just add up the high and the low of the day, divide that temperature by 2, and then subtract 50. In other words, like today, if we have a high of 72, a low of 52, that equals 124. Divide it by 2, that's 62. And take 50 off of that, you have 12 growing degree days today. So you can see that, you know, if you get into a day where we're like in the mid-80s and let's say high 60s, at night, we can pick up 25 growing degree days. So this definitely slows things down. Not a great thing during pollination and or for plants, you know, maybe in the northern tier that are trying to still mature. But I went to the Climate Protection Center and looked at what actually our growing degree days are. And, you know, here in Illinois, we're not too bad a shape. Belleville's ahead 88, Decatur's ahead 69. Peoria's the best, 262, Quincy 133. Indiana's in the 40s to the 130 ahead, depending upon where you're located. Des Moines is 119 ahead. I was surprised by that. And yet Mason City, up toward you know, the northern tier, is 52 days behind. So it doesn't look as if it's going to really hurt us, something terrible, but it always does slow things down. There's no question.
Yeah, so the Dakotas and Minnesota will be behind, and that shows up in the numbers. Well, you start there in Minnesota, or in Mason City, which is on the upper end of Iowa. So that, that kind of gives you a dividing line then to worry about where to worry about. And they frost a lot earlier than we do, but you're telling me September looks like it might be warmer than, or at least
the
weather
forecast. Yeah, and then you look at North Dakota, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Minot, all ahead.
Oh.
So it just depends upon where you are, you know, and it's kind of strange. That's what I thought was really strange about Mason City being behind and everybody else being ahead. But, you know, how do you really know? If we grow corn in Chicago Midway, they're 149 days ahead. So, you know, it is subjective, but it is taken, you know, they do it by the formula, and that's how it turns out. So, this, too, can be somewhat subjective because it is from the May time frame, you know, through the growing season. And depending upon when you got your crop planted is when the growing degree days for you really start. So it's just a guideline is all it is.
One last couple of set of items. Maybe we should go through some other numbers. Have we stimulated any exports at lower levels, do you suppose? And have there been a change in positions on the funds accounts or the commercial accounts or anything like that?
Well, you know, we certainly had a nice day, and you mentioned that we were higher today, and I believe most of the higher today basically is because there's a number of reasons, but one of them being exports. You know, we saw 210,000 metric tons of 14-15 corn sales, about 8 million bushels to unknown, which we always figure is China, 120,000, about 7.2 million bushels of old crop beans, which was really impressive, and 480,000 or the equivalent of 28.2 million bushels of new crop beans to China and unknown. I think that when you look at the market, it was supported today because the farmer has stopped selling completely. The end users basically are in a situation where they are, you know, they're just covering themselves, and if it starts to go down, you know, they'll take short positions. But one of the things that was really amazing was when you looked at the commercial position, they have the smallest short position in 6 years on beans. And that's basically because it's a lack of farmer selling is what it is. You know, they take a short position when they buy from someone for fear of having bought at too high a price. And so I think that is something we have to pay attention to. And on the corn side, ethanol, of course, was out again today. It looked, you know, if you just read the basic report, you see it was above last week. But we need 110.3 million bushels right now per week to grind to meet USDA because they raised it on this last report. And so the average for the last 6 weeks, which is the driving season basically, has been 99.35 million per week.
Right.
That only puts us a little bit below 5 billion bushels of usage. And if that's the case, you know, we could see carryout go up 75 to 100 million bushels just on that. So I think that that's something we have to keep in the back of our minds all the time, that that could be something we're going to see once we get past the end of August if we don't have something wild go on.
Well, we could, because we have all kinds of things around the globe that are wild, Iraq, Ukraine.
Yes.
You pick a spot. There seems to be things happening across the planet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's what we live for. Every day, something new.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good one.
You too. Jackie Vakes is with Stuart Peterson.